and join us again next time when we're back on the case.
Hi, thank you for calling customer service. My name is Aviana. How may I help you?
Yeah, Aviana, what business is this?
So I'm a third-party call center. I work for multiple different agencies.
Okay, what's Allmax Performance?
Okay, so I can see if you were billed by us. Could I have your zip code?
Yeah, 45426. I'm just trying to figure out who this is.
Okay, so just give me 1 second. So when were you billed by this company, ma'am?
I was billed on the 12th and on January 12th too, for $56.95.
Okay. So I don't see anything here matching your zip code. Could you verify your phone number for me?
Yeah, 937-287-0693.
Right, and could you spell your last name?
Yeah, it's P-O-P-E. Hello?
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry. I still don't see anything here matching your zip code. I can try the email. Do you know which email you would probably use?
No, I don't know. I'm just trying to figure out, because it's on my credit card bill. I just want to know what it is.
Yes, ma'am. So I'm trying to find the account matching information. I did type in your first and last name in the phone number. The next thing I could try is the last 4 digits of the card that was billed.
Yeah. Hold on. Okay. Yeah. I don't know what the company is because I may have, you know, I just want to know. I may have, I just forget what it is maybe. Hold on. Because apparently it's an ongoing charge.
Yes, ma'am. So since we're a third-party call center, we do work for multiple different agencies. So to narrow it down, we use the customer's information to see if we can find out which one of our companies billed your account.
The last 4 digits of the card is 8469.
So yes, ma'am. There is a charge here for Quincy Pope. Could you verify you guys' address?
Right, 330 Blairwood Drive, Trotwood, Ohio, 45426.
So there was a purchase for our Wi-Fi booster. It was made on the 7th of November. And then the $49.97 was for a subscription into the Consumer Buyers Club, which is the company that supplies that Wi-Fi booster. It is a monthly subscription into that company.
See, I don't have no Wi-Fi. Ain't no Wi-Fi came here, though.
So you're saying that you never received the Wi-Fi booster or you never ordered the product?
I never got the Wi-Fi booster.
Okay, so do you remember purchasing the product?
I think I remember talking to somebody about a Wi-Fi booster, yeah.
Okay, so I can go ahead and get the subscription canceled so that you won't be billed any future charges, but it does say your item was shipped out on the 8th of November.
I never got it. So probably what we need to do, no, that's not true. Hold on a minute. And I do have it right here. I just looked at Wi-Fi receipt.
Yes,
that's
sir.
Funny. I did get it. I'm sorry. But
it's
I didn't know there was a subscription with it, though.
Yes, ma'am. So it was stated in the terms and conditions that you'll be billed monthly for a subscription into the Consumer Buyers Club. Now, I got that subscription canceled for you so that you won't
okay.
be billed any future charges. Is there anything else I can do for you?
No, you're good. Thank you for canceling.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer service. Enjoy the rest of your day.
All right. Well,